my thing. I'm gonna start this gosh darn shovel.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. I'll calm myself.
We're live.
Well, that's awkward. Hello, fan and fanettes. People of all ages, well, hopefully 18 plus, because this is about to get real dirty. This is the Sleazy Shotgun Dance Party. We need some nice twerking music right here, you know, to kick off the show. I can just see it now. Okay, well, I guess since this is the first episode, I'll take the liberty of introducing myself since I am the number one host of the show, and then sidekick.
Right. Yeah.
My sidekick will do his little introducing 5-second ordeal. My name is Mr. Smith, and I was born on August 28th, 1964, in a log cabin in Pennsylvania. And I grew up with a very difficult life. You see, we were the Quakers, so, you know, we wouldn't use any electricity. We did stuff like churn butter, and we weren't allowed to have buttons on our coats, or no, it's zippers. We weren't allowed to have zippers on our coats. I was very religious growing up, but then I decided that I needed to break away from the Quaker religion, and no,
He started his own radio show. He called it Hula Hoops. It was back in the old days when radio was first invented. It's where he would just read different books, the government, the public. People would gather around their radios and listen to him read Everybody Poops to just the whole country.
I've known you for how many years and you can't even get my life story straight, gosh.
Are you kidding me? This is grade A stuff right here.
Yeah, like Taco Bell meat.
Oh, not gonna call anyone
out
here.
Got you there. Burn, oof. Mister.
We're adding that to the list.
You went to Taco Bell on your birthday. I remember that.
Yes, I remember that. That was awesome. All right.
Amish people like me, we are the ones who make that meat. That is not grade D meat. That is quality A meat that we made in the comfort of our own homes. We chopped the cows.
Right. Did you also give Taco Bell a rating of 100% in their sanitary?
Yeah. We're the only ones. I'm sorry. Those guys from the cleaning district, they just don't appreciate quality. They just want cleanliness.
Ha. Did you know this is actually a true story, that I think in China or somewhere around there, you're only allowed to have 2 flies in a public bathroom. If there's more than 2 flies, then the owner of the public bathroom has to be, like, arrested.
Well, that's disgusting anyway. They need to start doing that in the U.S. I hate going to Walmart. Like, I went into Walmart the other day. I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I can't even do this. There was pee all over the ground. I'm like, who even goes in there? I bet someone's given birth in the Walmart bathroom.
That's disgusting. Wait, what do you mean? You went in the men's bathroom, right?
Maybe.
Well, there's your problem. All right, yeah. I am Sean Danielson, a.k.a. Awesome Socks. And I was born in the deep valleys of, South.
Yeah, because you really sound like a Southerner. I can see that Stars and Bars at your house. Mm-hmm. I bet you go shooting. Every Saturday you go for a hunt, you have some deer on your wall.
I do.
I know all this stuff.
I mean, I do. Shane.
Rick. Rick Grimes.
Shane Dawson.
His name's not Shane Dawson.
His name's Shane Dawson.
Walsh. He's in a new movie.
I'm not Sean Danielson. My name is actually Walter White. See, the thing is that you thought I died. You thought I died. I'm back.
Yeah, back cooking in my kitchen. You're my slave,
I'm
boy.
actually not. I decided I should start a podcast.
Wow. Walter White's podcast. What's it
Anyway,
called?
SSDP. Welcome to SSDP. This is the first episode of our lovely podcast.
All right. And our first topic today is me proving that Sean is stupid. So this hasn't
Shoot,
been
you make
prepared
me
or
proud.
anything. This hasn't been prepared or anything. He doesn't even know what's coming. But we are going to play a little game called Name Three Things in 5 seconds. All right. So I have some cards prepared
Let's
here.
do it.
I have some cards prepared here. And I'm going to give Sean 5 seconds to list three items of a given category. Are you ready, Sean?
I guess I have 5 seconds.
You have 5 seconds to. You have 5 seconds to name three cat or three items. I don't think it's not a hard game, but it'll prove that you're stupid
Right, shoot.
quick enough. Hold on, I need to pull out my phone to give a timer. Well, this is awkward. I'm unprepared.
This is why we can't have nice things.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get set.
Set.
Name. Oh, wait, hold on. I did this wrong. Name three brands of computers. Go.
P no, Mike no, Microsoft, Apple,
Oh, I'm sorry. You're out of
Razer.
time.
Razer. No, Razer, I win.
No.
No.
Razer is a phone company.
No,
That's
it's
those
not.
phones, those flip phones were that were
No,
cool
no,
back in the
no.
day.
Razer
Back in the day when you were like
computers.
3 years old.
Razer gaming computers. Look it up.
Well, you were still out of time. I said 5 seconds. That
No,
was
I
five
win. I win. That was
three
really fast,
seconds.
5 seconds.
Well, I'm using my phone. What else do you want me to do?
Give me
Count
that extra.
1001, 1002?
I
No.
win. Okay, I'm stupid. Or I'm not stupid. You're stupid. Go on.
Okay,
Next
next
category.
question. Name three clothing materials. Go.
Fabric. Linen, cloth, I don't
Well, that's 6 seconds already.
know. Next question. I'm
Next
burning through
question.
these.
All right. I'll find an easy one that maybe you could possibly get. Name three ingredients in chocolate chip cookies. Go.
chocolate, chips, and cookies.
What? You are just the stupidest person on earth. What is wrong with you? You're zero for like five. This is just sad. Okay. You're zero for three. Your next question
No, you're getting me
is,
at 1 for 3.
name three types of window treatments. Go.
You think I know that?
You're out of time. This box says for ages 10 and up. And how old are you?
You serious?
10 and up. These are not hard questions. A 5-year-old could probably do them. It's like, the Lego boxes, it says for that Legos are for people who are like 5 to 8 or something. No, I was playing with Legos when I was like 4, 3, 2.
One.
Okay.
Blast off.
Now it's time for some manly questions. So let's see
Manly.
if you can actually name some sports figures, all right?
No.
Yeah,
I'm so
we
bad at
know.
that.
Sean's a wiener, everyone. All right.
It's not my
Name
sport.
three professional basketball players. Go.
Walter White, Stevie Nicks, and Jeff Stanley.
Jeff Stanley.
The guy with two first names.
Jeff Stanley. I'm gonna look this up right now. Right now. Just to
Like
look
how
it up.
that's I
Just to
like how
see if
that's the
you
one
were
that stops
actually
you.
right.
Walter White and Stevie Nicks. No?
No lie. I am not kidding you. Jeff Stanley is a professional hockey player. No lie.
Are you serious?
Yes, Jeffrey Stanley. He was born September 3rd, 1967 in Roanoke, Virginia.
Stanley.
Psych, I just made you waste like 5 seconds of your time actually looking him up. Maybe
he's
could...
a lawyer.
Yeah, no, he's a writer. No, man, not. You can't even read.
No, this All says right. he's a lawyer. Actually, this says time he's in prison, but whatever.
Time for a history question for Sean, since, well, obviously sports isn't his thing. Maybe he's a nerd or something. Well, I mean, the whole point of the show is to prove he's stupid.
I'm a nerd, but not for history.
Well, we'll see about that.
I'm a future nerd.
Name three continents. Go.
Are you serious? North America, South America, Asia.
Are you serious? He actually got it. Correct. He is 1 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Stupid podcast.
1 for 7. What?
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 Go on.
Okay, next question. We're going for 10. You have 1 out of 7.
Okay, let's go.
Name 3 department stores. Go. I'm sorry, gurgle is not a correct answer. All right.
My seconds are up, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. All right. You're 1 for 8. And now it's time for some science. Science, bitch. Yeah. All right. Name. Hold on, I have a text. Okay, never mind. Name 3 types of dinosaurs. Go.
Triceratops, T-Rex... And,
No, you're out of time.
Dang it!
5 seconds is not a long time. 5 seconds, you should be able to answer 5. Alright. You should know this question, okay? You should know this. You've probably been to more than 3 of these, so it shouldn't be very difficult, but let's see if you can actually get it right.
Yup.
Name 3 airports. Are you serious? Are you serious? You could have just said LAX.
Can I have some overtime?
Atlanta. What?
What? Go on.
What?
Just go on.
Okay, this is the last question.
Finally.
Okay, you have some of this at your house.
Right.
Name 3 types of exercise equipment. Go.
Weights, treadmill. Push-ups.
You're out of time.
Push-ups.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I win. 2 for 10. Two for 10.
I should just kick you off this show.
No.
What is this? We need
this,
to have a
Lewis
who has to get
people.
On this show.
Connor, you're just as stupid.
Okay, you give me some of these.
No, I don't have any of those.
You can just make them up off the top of your head. Name 3 something. Name 3 something.
Okay, name 3 brands of soap. Go.
Dove, Bath and Body Works.
You're out.
Wow, this
You're
is
stupid.
Harder.
I win.
But who pays attention to soap?
Name 3 brands of percussion instruments. Go.
Vic Firth, Regal Tip, and.
Nah, you're out. I win.
Your questions are so biased towards yourself.
No, they're not.
Name 3 types. I don't know. You could have some weird soap fetish
Name
or something.
Types of... Name 3 brands of cars. Go.
Audi, Honda, Ford. Bam! Gotcha.
You're 1 for 3.
2.
3.
2.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Three.
You're right. One for three. 3. 1 for 3.
1 for 3. Name 3 types of guitars. Go. You're out.
I don't like this pressure. It's making me feel
exactly.
stupid.
Name 3 types of colleges. Go.
What do you mean types of colleges?
Name
you mean
3
colleges?
Colleges? Go.
3 colleges? Northwestern, UFC. What the... That wasn't even fair.
Yes. You're 1 for 5. Deal with it.
Okay. Next question.
Name 3 types of TVs. Go. Brands. You're out.
LG. I got one for three. That's got to count for something. That's a 33%.
Let's see. What? That's what is that? One for five.
Yeah, one for six.
One for six. That's right. Name three presidents. Go.
Bush, Clinton.
Oh, that was a good one. All right, fair enough. That's two for seven.
Yeah, I'm however many percent smarter than you. One question smarter than you.
Two for seven. No, I had two for ten.
Whatever. That's still a 20%. I'm more than a 20%. I'm better than that.
Not for long. Two for seven. Name three types of Nerf guns. Go.
What do you mean? That doesn't even make any sense.
No, you lose.
Who would know that?
Normal Nerf gun users.
I don't use Nerf guns. Airsoft.
That's your problem. Name three types of cold medicines. Go.
Aspirin.
Two for nine. All right. See, this is the last one.
To prove that I'm smarter than you.
Can you handle this?
Yeah, I can handle it.
Name three types of tablets. Go.
iPad, Nexus, Windows 8. Bam!
210.
Yes! Yes!
No, you lose!
How?
The timer never fails.
The timer fails. There's a second delay. You need to learn this stuff. I gave you 6 seconds because I knew there was a 1 second delay between you hearing it.
No!
And when I said it. So.
No.
I got it in 5 seconds.
No, you didn't.
Whatever. This game is jank. You don't even know how to time me. You were probably stopping at 5 seconds. That's not how you do it. Next section. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's my zombie apocalypse, walkie-talkie. I've been saving these up for my brand new show, The Days After. Everyone subscribe on YouTube. Crash Films on YouTube.
No.
We only have 222 subscribers right now, and that's before the first episode's even out, you see. I'm just that good. I'm a good advertiser, obviously. I mean, millions are probably watching this right now just from my advertisements that I've placed all over the internet. And it's just going to be great production quality, great cameras, great film work, great effects, all done with professional quality work. All right. And yeah, those walkie-talkies right there, they're going to play a major part in the film. So check it out.
Xbox One versus PS4.
Okay, PS4.
All right. Why?
Yeah, that's PS4 is amazing. I mean, obviously it won the console wars.
Right.
I mean, I went to Best Buy the other day, and you know, this was after I got my PS4 and everything. I'm just looking around. I was going to buy some headphones or something. And at the front door, no lie, I kid you not, there were about 20 Xbox Ones sitting at the front of the store. And how many PS4s were there? Zip. Zero, nilch, nada. No lie.
Fantastic.
There were zero PS4s and like 20 Xbox Ones. So, I mean, that's got to mean something right there.
Yep.
And I asked the guy at the store, so how quick do the PS4s usually run out? And they're like, oh, within an hour every single time. And I say, how quick do the Xbox Ones, I don't even know the name, that's how stupid the console is. I ask, it's just a stupid name. The Xbox 720p. There we go. That's it. The Xbox 720p.
Infinity. I heard someone call it the Xbox Infinity, and I think that's a perfect name. But of course, I have to go with the Xbox One because I have to have those stupid one gaming console, one life, one couch, one controller, one voice command to ruin your whole gaming experience.
One bald players.
Stupid. I hate Xbox One so much.
I know, which
I've not. I don't have the PS4 yet, but and I don't want it. Now, now I'm gonna throw this one in. PC. PC is so much better than either of those.
I hate PC Master Race people. The PC is not all it's cracked up to be anymore. Right now, it's an even par between the PS4 and the PC graphics.
No, you can't say that because, like, the Xbox One and the PS4, they don't upgrade their graphics that much. Like, the thing is that they call Xbox One and PS4 next gen, but PC is always going next generation all the time.
You see, but the issue is the
Battlefield 4 right graphics now, on the PS4 is worse than the one on the PC.
Wait, you said for what?
Like Battlefield 4.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
That's not true at the moment. At the moment, that's not true.
No.
Right now, they're about on par.
They're close, but still PC wins.
Mm.
I'll give it to you that the consoles are catching up, but the PC just moves too fast.
You see, that's the thing. What they need to do is make the consoles so that you can upgrade the graphics card every so often. And that's the problem that they're running into, because the PC, they can. Whenever something new comes out, well, then people can just take out their old graphics card and put a new one in. But the PS4 and the Xbox One people, they're pretty much stuck with it for, you know, 7 or 8 years, so...
Exactly. Yep, that's the problem.
So right now, I'd say they're about on par graphics-wise, but the PS or the PC will be ahead again within 6-10 months. So
like 2 months.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I wish I had a PC. I'm probably going to build a PC, build a gaming computer.
Yeah, Ian's
because like I don't want to buy like $1,000 Razer when I can buy when I can buy parts that are cheaper.
And I'm just not into the whole PC business. PC people, I feel like all they do is talk about PC.
Yeah, like, I agree. Like, that's why a Mac. Throwing this one in there. Is Mac a good gaming computer?
No.
Okay, problem solved.
Can it run Battlefield 4? No.
Yes, it can. It just won't.
How well?
What?
480p?
No, that's not my point. I don't, like, it doesn't work. Like... It's not for Mac, Battlefield 4. But if it was, if they like made it compatible, Mac could dominate the Battlefield 4 settings.
No,
it could.
It wouldn't.
The
do
Mac 10 is a very powerful computer.
The Mac's powerful.
It can probably dominate as much as a really, really good gaming PC can.
Okay, no.
If
sorry.
If it's like the best gaming PC, I will like, you know. I'll throw my money at the screen. Like, Mac isn't as good. But I mean, like, a good quality gaming computer that can handle Battlefield 4 graphics and make it look really good and smooth, then the Mac can totally dominate.
I'm not buying into it, honestly.
Alright, well, we could spend days, hours talking about this.
And we have days, weeks, hours. I mean, it's Christmas break.
It's true.
I know.
I like
are
how
you
said
off
this is
the
for
rest
18
of the
and older, and neither of us are 18 or older.
I was born in 1964 in a cabin in Pennsylvania. What are you talking
Ladies
about?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fraud here. He's 16 years old. And he lives Ladies in a small town in New Jersey.
Thank you. Thank you for revealing my secret to everyone. I am, in fact, Hannah
a
Montana.
Jersey boy. What?
I pull off the wig. My hair is not blonde. Well, actually, it is now. I just shaved my head, you know.
Hannah Montana is no longer Hannah Montana.
I know. She's a train wreck.
She's a twerk tranny person.
It's the
Money
truth,
news.
Though.
Let's go.
You see that? No, hold on. I want to talk about this. Do you think that doing all this was a good move on her part, or
no,
a terrible
it's a horrible
move? But why?
Because she's doing drugs and she's like doing really inappropriate
you know that?
Stuff on stage.
You know that?
Yes.
You know that
Have you seen the video of her doing Molly?
No, where is it?
On the
Let me
internet,
look
look
this
it
up.
up. She apparently these her and her friends were over at her house doing like these drugs, and she smokes from a bong, and she like starts going crazy and stuff. And her friends got it on camera, and they posted it to the internet. And she made one of those public apologies. I'm sorry that I did illegal drugs, and of course she got off the hook.
Yeah, I don't understand why stars are just immune to any sort of consequence like that.
Justin Bieber spits on his fans.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Justin Bieber is just, oh, I wish he would just die, honestly. That's a terrible thing to say, but I don't know what
It's
else to
true.
say. I
It's
mean,
true. Who needs him? Yeah.
I just don't understand these people and why they're so famous, you know. There are plenty of other good people out there who aren't doing all this stuff, who are just as good singers and better. Miley Cyrus, I mean, she's a good, honestly, she's actually pretty good at singing, but yeah. But I honestly thought that it was a good move on her part. It got a lot of publicity. You know, she was kind of a no one for a while. She
I don't
wasn't doing
understand why they
anything.
have to like do something insanely outrageous to get more like I don't know, views.
I mean, like, think about it though. Have you seen Amanda Bynes on Twitter?
No.
Well, she's a major nut job, but what movie has she been in the past 10 years? What has she done on TV in the past 10 years? I don't know if she's a singer, but what has she released in the past 10 years? Nothing. Like, being stupid on Twitter is the only thing that she has left, really. I mean, as far as her career goes. So that could have like launched her career, but sadly now she's in like the nut house or something. I don't know.
Miley Cyrus needs to be put in a nut house.
Yeah, I don't know if she's that crazy.
She's pretty crazy.
You know who's crazy?
This man from the Philippines that accidentally shoots his own penis and dies.
What?
Funny news stories. Let's go.
Was that a
Manila,
real thing,
Philippines.
though?
A truck driver died after he accidentally shot off his penis in Roselles, Pangasinan, police said Friday.
You don't actually die from that, do you?
Geronimo Narciso, 37, was drinking with friends inside the compound of Tagumpay Lumber and Construction Supply when he brought out his gun and fired it twice downwards. Senior Inspector Ryan Manando. Oh my god, this is horrible. Police spokesman said his drinking buddies, Arnel Nacino and Edwin Alcera, asked him to stop firing his homemade gun.
Wow.
Narciso heeded their request and was tucking his gun to his waist, and then it went off, hitting his genitals. His friends rushed him to Dr. Chan Memorial Hospital in Carventown, but was declared dead on arrival. That sucks.
Man, that's just terrible.
Yeah,
I
about
just don't understand though. How do you die from that? I don't think you can die from that, from
bleeding.
what I've heard. Because I saw a story on the news in my hometown where two people were smoking weed, and you know, they were having relations, I guess, to put it PG-13 wise. And the girl bit off the guy's dick.
What?
He didn't die from it. It's 'cause he wouldn't go buy some more weed. Like, they were smoking too much and he wouldn't buy anymore, so she just bit it off. And he didn't die from it. I don't think you die from that, do you?
I have no idea. Speaking of which, school website provides links to information on how children can sexually experiment with vegetables.
With vegetables.
Don't know, it's a really long story. I'm gonna skim it.
I can just see
They
it now.
entice children to experiment sexually with vegetables as a Christian group calling for a criminal investigation.
Carrot versus carrot.
It has a lot of others vexed, perplexed, and scratching their heads. Who's behind the school's board's curtain pulling these curious strings?
Pulling strings. I don't get it. I actually, wait, is this for girls or guys or
I that
both?
that's a very good question. I have no idea.
Because I can see for girls.
Yeah,
I
me
can't
too.
see for guys.
Just sticking a
you know,
carrot,
big old carrot
shoved
stick.
Right up there. This is horrible. All right, this is going to be 18 and older.
Jeez. All right. Well, that's it for funny news stories today.
No, it's not done. You need to find one.
I need to find one. I already told mine.
What?
About the weed nonsense.
No,
you know.
You need to find another one.
Can I talk about YouTube news?
I don't
it's
know.
Not really funny. What?
Blood deed and naked Pennsylvania man.
Hey, he's from my home state. Represent, boy.
Naked, bloody, screaming man nod woman's head after jumping from window.
Nod? What does that mean? Like he bit her head?
Naked, covered in his... Oh, wait one sec. Naked, covered in his own blood and screaming like an animal, a Doylestown man attacked a woman in Holly on Friday and gnawed on her head after breaking into a home and jumping from second floor window. Yada yada yada.
I'm sorry, he had to be smoking some serious something to be able to pull
he
that off.
He walked up the home's second floor, jumped out of the window, and severely injured his arms and legs when he hit the ground. Bleeding profusely.
Well, yeah.
He went through the home's garage, then approached two women walking down the street. Mr. Cimino tackled Miss Dean Carino and, bleeding all over her, began to gnaw at her head while screaming like an animal.
That's terrible. That's not even funny. That's just bad.
The two women managed to escape and call police. Responding troopers found Mr. Cimino lying in the road, covered in blood with severe injuries.
An autopsy has been done, and he smoked 500 pounds of crystal meth. That's what I call an overdose. Kids, I mean, 18 and plus, that is why you don't do drugs. Before you know it, you'll be covered in blood, gnawing on a woman's head with your arms and legs broken. What I want to see is, if his arms and legs were severely injured, how did he have enough willpower to stand up and go gnaw on that woman's head?
I have no idea. If he's bleeding that much, like, I would be down on the ground screaming. I mean, he was screaming, but he was just, like, gnawing on someone. Thai police arrest man with suitcase full of gold-plated babies set to be used in black magic ritual.
Well, that's enough of that.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Oh my gosh, they have pictures. That is sick.
Wait, what website is this?
Dailymail.co.uk.
Well, that's your problem. It's a UK website. I know we're not going to have many listeners from the UK. They're just nut jobs over there. More so than, you know, the United States of America.
America. Like, exactly, like... A farmhand arrested for having sex with 21-month-old miniature donkey named Doodle.
Okay, that's
let's,
enough.
Let's
that's
go
enough
on.
Funny news stories for the day.
Yeah, that's it. It's done.
I have something to say.
Does
let's
Connor...
go back to the
what? Oh,
let's go back. I need a segue. Let's go back to the beginning of this show, and you know, I was asking Sean questions about if he was stupid. All right, now I have some questions. I need an answer to the questions. All right, is it weird that I like the smell of a nice fresh deck of cards? Like sometimes, like they're right here. I'll hold them up to the microphone so you guys can smell them too.
See, this is but, exactly what I'm talking about. Connor,
but a
I'm,
deck
afraid
of cards
I'm afraid you're on drugs.
Really good. I don't know if it's like a drug or I don't think it's a drug or anything. If I just sniff decks of cards a lot. I mean not a lot.
So
but,
I have a good
you know,
few I have a good few questions here. I have a good few questions here that can help with seeing if you're high.
Alright.
So what were we just talking about?
We were just talking about the fact that I like to sniff cards.
All right. It's good enough.
I'm not high. I just like the smell of cards. And another thing, Home Depot Yeah, it's Home Depot and Sears, or not Sears, Home Depot and Lowe's. Those stores both smell really good.
Do
Am
what
I
do
right?
grapes taste like to you?
Grapes taste like nasty because grapes taste really bad.
Do they taste like purple?
No.
All right.
Yeah, grapes taste like purple. Need a nice whiff of those cards before I put them back in the box.
Why'd you smoke it all and leave none for me?
I don't know. Just take out a deck of cards. I mean, it's not that expensive. Just go to Rite Aid or whatever your local convenience store is and buy some cards. I mean, or go to Home Depot. I'm telling you, Home Depot, that is a good smelling store. I like to go to Home Depot and just sniff around.
All right,
That
we've
place
come to the
smells really
conclusion that you're
good.
just an idiot. And you're a
How
weirdo.
does that make me an idiot? I'm sorry if places like that smell good.
Have you heard of the guy that goes around and tries to get women's toes to suck on?
That's a fetish. That isn't funny.
Well, you have a weird fetish of nice smelling stores. You
Well,
go in and you're just like,
if a girl
oh
smell like
yeah,
a
that
girl smell like
smells
Home
a
Depot,
lot
well then she's a
like
keeper.
what?
If a girl smells like Home Depot, then she's a keeper. I'll tell you that right now. Home Depot just smells amazing.
Dang.
You know, fresh wood, all that. Okay, that sounds terrible.
All right, I've had enough of this conversation.
I take it back. I take it all back. Well, the last thing I have to talk about is Taco Bell. Well, we already talked about that. It was my grade D burn. So.
Sir, we are not done talking about Taco Bell. Do you like Taco Bell?
Do you want my honest answer or my honest answer?
Yes.
I like to eat tacos at Taco Bell. Maybe once every 5 months, you know. I can't have it too much.
Jeez. I have
How
Taco Bell
often
all
do
the
you have Taco
time.
Bell? You have to go to South Carolina to get Taco Bell.
Yeah, but it's like just a few miles away. It's
Well,
like every 2 weeks.
every 2 weeks? Oh my gosh. I have Chipotle every Friday.
Haven't had Chipotle in so long.
Do you have one near your house?
No, don't think so.
Well, then it'll probably taste good to you. Right now, Chipotle's kind of in a drought for me because I have it too often. Too, too often. It just tastes like normal food to me now. It's not the amazingness that it once was.
Okay.
Well, back to what you were saying about Taco Bell. I don't know what to get at Taco Bell. I mean, they have Doritos Locos Tacos, but I don't like Doritos. They have regular tacos, but I mean, I've heard those horror stories. My brother said that he had a teacher whose stomach like exploded or something because she ate some bad Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh, that's
Like,
not true.
yes, it is.
What is that?
I believe that. They do. I bet if you search on the internet Taco Bell, the first thing would come up is Taco Bell has grade D meat. I'll look it up right now. Grade F meat. What did I say?
Wait, what?
It says grade F meat, not even grade D.
Don't see it.
Oh, never mind. When I typed in grade F meat, it said grade D but edible meat.
Yeah.
That. Well, I believe that. It says it's false, but look at that stuff. Tell me that meat is real. Can you tell me
Afraid I
that
can't.
is. Oh my gosh, I can buy a sweeper for 7 cents.
Ha! Oh, I see that too.
Quibids.com, everyone. I guess I'll give them a nice shout out since I'm looking at it right now. A retail camera, $1,000 for 51. Oh my holy bejesus nuts. That is a good deal.
Right, I'm
I,
afraid
I've
to.
got to go to this Quibids.com and start making some bids. I have money to spare, you know.
Should we do any more topics, or do you think that's
Well,
about
first
our
off,
time?
we're going to sit here until... Oh my gosh! Someone just got an iPad for 10 cents. I wanted it. That's
What?
Ridiculous. It was like 10 or 50 cents or something. Oh, man. This Galaxy S4 is only $16. I should bid right now.
Do
oh
it.
My gosh, 8 seconds. There's 7 seconds. Should I bid?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, 3 seconds. It's about to sell. No! Someone always bids 1 cent more.
What website are you on?
Quibids.com. This is a cheap website, by the way. Like, it's not a good thing to use, people. But yeah, someone's about to win a Samsung Galaxy S4 for $16.66. But every time when you get down to 1 second, someone bids 1 cent more. I know this is going to be going for hours and hours and hours. What I want to know is, ooh, an LG 60-inch Cinema 3D TV for $5. Watch, Sean's going to spend $50,000, and his mom's going to be like, what did you do? I was just trying to buy a TV at QuietBits.com. It was recommended on my podcast.
4 cents for this TV? Yeah, right. That's complete BS. All right, this is stupid. We're live. Gosh dang it.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. That QuietBits.com, that's a deal.
Not,
so,
no.
What did you get for Christmas? Oh yeah, you said Steam games and all that stuff.
A 3DS and an iPhone 5S. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
iPhone is fantastic.
Well, people, I got a PS4. And that's where it's at. And you see, it's funny. So all my friends, I told them that I was going to get a PS4 for Christmas. Like, you know, there was that occasion, me and my dad went to GameStop, and he says, do you want a PS4? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so we take it up to the register, and he's like, this is shit, and the guy at the register is like, this is just a display box. We're all out. You're never going to find one. My friends, they say, you're never going to find one. And guess what? Half my friends got one. It's not impossible, people. Miracles happen. Christmas miracles are a thing.
It's a Christmas.
That's what I said. I said, this is the Christmas miracle.
People keep bidding 1 cent more. It's so funny.
I know. Wow. And what was my final thing that I was going to say? Oh, yes. I also got, for my drum set, a double bass drum pedal.
Woo!
Because I really wanted it. And, of course, a bunch of games and such. But... That was the big chunk, and I got some clothes and some shoes. It was
good
a good
stuff.
Year. I think my parents double booked Christmas, honestly.
So, do you think we're about done?
Yeah, I think that wraps up SSDP Episode 1. I'm sorry this week we did not have sleazy women and shotguns and a dance party, but next week on Episode 2... I promise we will have a sleazy shotgun dance party.
Next week?
Cross my heart. Yes, next week.
Alright.
What, were you thinking this was just a one-time ordeal?
No.
This is daily. We're dropping episodes on the daily.
Jeez. I mean,
yeah. I said it. Monday night, episode
like
two.
Babies. It's horrible.
Yeah, we need a cast, we need a crew, we need more people on this podcast. Up in this.
Yes.
Hold on.
Should I make an email just for Sleazy Shotgun Dance Party?
Sleazy Shotgun Dance Party. Yeah, you guys can call Sean. I'll pull out his phone number right now.
Don't do that.
We're going to give his phone number to the internet. We're going to ruin his life, you know.
For
just
now,
like that Ryan
for now,
guy.
Follow me at awesome_socks9. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Follow me at videofile99 on Twitter. And Connor, do you have Twitter?
No, I don't use Twitter anymore.
Alright, well, follow me for now if you want info on our podcast.
Subscribe to me. I know that no one listened to the end of this, but if you'd like to see the highlights reel, go to Crash Films on YouTube. And I will have the highlight reel up for this later in the day. So I hope you guys enjoyed the sleazy something dance party with some science.
Classic.
Okay. That's it. See you later, everyone.
Have fun.
Later, Gators.
See ya. By next time, we'll have an email set up, so if you have any questions, send it to us.
And as always, remember, use a condom. Okay. That's it.
That's stay beautiful. That's our, yeah. All right, bye.